This is Tree Note. If you visit the great Cathedral of Notre Dame in Paris, you'll note its tremendous height and expansive interior spaces, all hallmarks of the Gothic style of architecture. But they only exist because of one structural support, flying buttresses. These arched stone beams extend from upper exterior walls, transferring the weight of the roof and walls to the ground. Well, tall tropical trees, such as figs, jackfruit, and kapok trees, support themselves in exactly the same way. But instead of stone arches, trees depend on their buttresses, wide, plank-like roots that extend from their bases, like giant fins. Tree buttresses are thought to provide structural stability, especially for tall emergent trees whose canopies are exposed to high winds. What's the evidence for this? First, root imaging studies document that buttresses distribute the mechanical load of the tree, spreading the forces of wind and weight, which reduces the probability that trees will topple. Second, in areas of shallow soils, trees with buttresses survive better and grow faster compared to trees without buttresses. And buttresses have other uses. People have used these wooden fins to make drums, war shields, and boats. Chimpanzees drum on them, generating low-frequency sounds for long-distance communication that can be detected half a mile away. No one knows if trees were the inspiration for Gothic architects to lift the eyes and spirits of their congregants heavenward, but we do know that trees evolved their buttresses first. Tree Note is a production of KUER. If you'd like to support Tree Note or any of our programs, go to KUER.org/donate. The executive producer of Tree Note is Christy Miners. Audio production and engineering by David Childs. I'm Nalini Nadkarni. This is Tree Note.